Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. The Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation traveled to specific areas across the Mountain West to harvest resources offered by the changing seasons. They called the earth their mother, and she provided all they needed. They understood the delicate balance of living with nature and the pivotal roles played by the sky, earth, and water. Winter was a time of physical and spiritual rejuvenation, a respite after the long hunting and gathering seasons. Each year, the Northwestern Band returned to the same location on the shores of Boa Ogai, or Big River, to spend their winter months. Lush grasses drew game, and nearby hot springs gave warmth. The landscape formed a gully that sheltered their winter camp from wind and snow. This natural weather barrier, plus adequate fuel, ensured cozy teepees and content people. Often called the Elder's Time, winter at Boa Ogai was the season to share stories and wisdom passed down from one generation to the next. The Northwestern Band of the Shoshone called their winter camp Mosonkani, meaning home of the lungs, because of the sponge-like rocks in the steaming hot spring along the riverbank. Its central location amid Shoshone lands meant that Mosonkani became the gathering place for different bands to hold meetings, compete in winter sports, and enjoy themselves. They played shinny, a game similar to hockey, as well as raced, danced, and used dried deer hides as sleds. The Shoshone camp at Mosonkani hosted other bands from around the Mountain West for annual warm dance celebrations that drove out the cold of winter and hastened the warmth of spring. This gathering was a time to share news, visit relatives, and even arrange marriages. But the last warm dance at Mosonkani was held in early January of 1863. Later that month, the way of life Shoshone people had known for hundreds of years was utterly upended. The U.S. Army attacked the camp, resulting in the deadliest massacre of Native peoples by federal troops in the American West. The Shoshone would not spend another winter on the banks of Boa Ogai. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Hiram City Museum. Find sources and past episodes at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.